reading. Mostly that's reading. I drink as much liquor as I did. Of course, it was right at hand. Uh-huh. And we had an old wagon, too. Mm-hmm. And we just put, I don't know, 7-8 steel drums on it. Mm-hmm. And take it over there in a certain place in the woods. It was pretty close to that steel. Them boys would change the chops. Mm-hmm. They just pour them. I've seen them barrels full of corn chops where they made liquor on it, you know. Mm-hmm. We bring it out to feed hogs. Mm-hmm. Hogs didn't get drunk. But the way they do that, they have them barrels, they charge. They put so much corn, so much rye, mm-hmm. so much sugar, and so much water. Mm-hmm. Well, if they know what they're doing, in 3 days, mm-hmm. it makes a hard beer, they call mm-hmm. it. Then they got a vat, or they did. I don't know, hold a barrel, mm-hmm. 60-gallon barrel, mm-hmm. with a copper bottom sitting up on a little row of brick bats, mm-hmm. you know, on each side. And so they just poured it in there and built a fire up in the top. They had a pipe coming out. It went over in what they call a condenser. Mm-hmm. And it condensed the steam. Mm-hmm. See, the alcohol boiled first. Mm-hmm. And it'd come out through that pipe into that condenser, and it'd come back, it'd change it back to liquid. Mm-hmm. Then it'd come out in the jug, and that'd be moonshine. Mm-hmm. That's
what it worked. Do you ever have a name for the kind of curly copper thing?
Well, that was a condenser. Uh-huh. Some of them used a copper, curl copper pipe in a vat of water mm-hmm. to condense it back. And then some of them had what regular built condenser. Looked sort of like a mule collar, big holler. Mm-hmm. Looked like a mule collar, sort of. Mm-hmm. And went in the top of it and condensed and come out at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But it was sitting in a big box of water. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty big business in Ham Pond when mm-hmm. I was about 20 or 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, especially during Prohibition and all that.
Yeah. Well, it still is. Mm-hmm. There is outlaw liquor like that.
A long time ago, when people used to buy molasses, they bought it in a large quantity, or they bought a lot of lard in a large quantity. What would you call that?
Well, a can of lard, or mm-hmm. a barrel of syrup.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call that a stand?
What?
A stand of molasses, or a stand of lard?
Well, not to my knowing, son. Mm-hmm. Probably did in some areas. I could mm-hmm. say they... The names like that various different places.
What would you buy nails in?
Keg.
If
Lord, I was tooted a minute.
They're pretty heavy too, I'm
yeah,
curious.
100 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was sure proud and went to putting them up in 50-pound boxes too when I was in the hardware business.
Uh-huh. If you're gonna pour water into a narrow mouth bottle, you might use something. What was
fun? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one out, a couple out on the factory shop.
What might you use to make a cow mind or a horse go faster, or something like that? If you ride on the buggy, you might use something.
I wear them called crops, mm-hmm. buggy whips. Mm-hmm. They got other names for them too, but I don't know. Calling you. Mm-hmm. It was long since I fooled any. Then they had a cow whip. Mm-hmm. My daddy and John Daddy used to have a cow whip. It was 12 feet long. You know, they'd, mm-hmm. when they were driving cattle, they'd one drop out of mm-hmm. line or out of the bunch. They'd just whoop him back in the bunch.
Did that have a long handle?
No, it had a short handle. Mm-hmm. The cow whip did. Now the buggy crop. Mm-hmm. It had a long handle, sort of flexible like a fishing rod, mm-hmm. with just a little whip on it. See, mm-hmm. that whipped horse at the buggy. Mm-hmm. But that cow whip had a handle about that long,